Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified two companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Energy Future Holdings and Champion Industries. Energy Future Holdings Corp's creditors on September 20th signed confidentiality agreements to review non-public financial information from the Texas power producer, a crucial step toward what is expected to be one of the biggest bankruptcy filings ever, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing people close to the discussions. Energy Future Holdings is trying to reach a prepackaged bankruptcy deal with creditors before the end of the year that would enable it to avoid a prolonged Chapter 11 reorganization. KKR & Company, TPG, and Goldman Sachs Group's Inc.'s private equity arm bought the company, formerly known as TXU, for $32 billion and about $13 billion in assumed debt in 2007. In the largest ever private equity deal, which represented a bet that natural gas prices would rise. Instead, prices fell sharply, and the company racked up billions of dollars in losses. The firms have written down the value of their investment in the company, originally around $8 billion, to nearly zero. Energy Future Holdings has $40 billion in debt. Kirkland & Ellis LLP and Evercore Partners are said to be advising the company. The creditors have retained Paul Weiss Rifkind Wharton & Garrison LLP and Milstein & Company LP to advise the creditors and to assist in the creditors' evaluation of potential restructuring options involving the companies. Champion Industries Inc.'s term loan facilities and revolving credit facility with the syndicate of banks terminated as a result of the expiration of the forbearance period as of September 30, 2013. As a result of this termination, the administrative agent and the lender parties, among all of their other rights and remedies, are no longer obligated to either forbear from accelerating the maturity of the company's loans. The company has received guidance from the administrative agent that will allow the company to operate on a cash basis from October 1, 2013 until further notice. The company believes it has reasonable opportunities to potentially exit its current credit facilities with lender parties if such exit is agreed upon and approved by the lender parties as a whole. Champion Industries is engaged in the commercial printing and office products and furniture supply business in regional markets east of the Mississippi River. The company also publishes the Herald-Dispatch daily newspaper in Huntington, West Virginia, with a total daily and Sunday circulation of approximately 23,000 and 28,000. As of July 31, 2013, the company had $26.51 million in total assets and $33.35 million in total liabilities and a $6.83 million total shareholders deficit. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.